BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Ditches of Water.
King Joram of Israel marched against Moab. He invited Jehoshaphat to join him. So the two armies marched south of the Dead Sea and into Edom. There the Edomite army joined them, and all three continued their march towards Moab. Soon they realized there wasn't enough water in the desert for all their men and animals. Joram said, "I think the Lord led us here so we could all be captured by the Moabites." Jehoshaphat asked if there was a prophet of God with them. They found out that Elisha was there, so the three kings went to him. Elisha said to Joram, "If it was just you, I wouldn't give you the time of day. But I have great respect for King Jehoshaphat, so I'll seek the Lord for you." God gave him the answer. "Dig ditches in the dry riverbed. You won't see a storm, but the riverbed will fill up with plenty of water. The Lord will also help you defeat the Moabite army." The next morning, the water suddenly started flowing, so much so that it flooded the land. The Moabite army looked in that direction when the morning sun was shining on the water. It looked red like blood. They thought the three armies had turned on each other and killed one another. "Come, let's go collect the spoils from their camps." When they got to Israel's camp, the Israelite army attacked them. They chased them back into Moab and started taking city after city.
For information about a Bible-telling trip to Israel, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.